Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're now live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are the Middlemen.
And I'm Alan.
It's Kevin. What's going on?
And this is Jennifer. What's up, everybody?
How's everybody doing today?
Another Sunday, man. Another Sunday. Here to discuss on. Getting ready for it. Getting ready for it.
Well, I know KG having his Miami Dolphins pulled off a win today, so.
Damn right.
So he'll let Esther happen.
So. Right. You know what time it is, baby.
Then who you go for?
Who do I root for?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of look like when my dad was watching it, and like whoever's like the cutest, like that's who I root for.
Okay, well, yeah.
All right. That is so crazy. You know you could have got the sound for that one, but I ain't gonna dare tell you this week.
Well, I used
even
to like
you
the
pushed.
Falcons. I used to like the Falcons, but I don't like them anymore.
Why not? They winning. Well, was winning. A while ago.
Something like that.
Somewhere
like
along
that.
That line.
So I don't like how they did my man. I don't like how they did my man. So I haven't felt the same way about them in a long time.
Who is your you talking about Michael Vick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, hey, I ain't got no problem with Mike, not whatsoever. I ain't one of the ones talking about, he needs to apologize about the dogs. I don't give a damn about no damn dogs. And Peter, if you hear me, I said it. Tell him. These folks just get outrageous over dogs.
I do watch high school football, so big ups to Gainesville High School. They tried their best. They just couldn't hold them, but they tried. It was a good game.
Yeah. It's all good, though. Atlanta, you know, Atlanta football and Georgia football is really getting there for all these high school teams and stuff. But
yeah.
I was saying before you jumped me, all out there like that. They had a little story out there in California about all these people that getting them little ugly chihuahua dogs and put just to walk around with them in their purse. And so many people not realizing that, hey, because parents walk around with a dog in a purse all the time, that dog, you know, still got to be walked, fed, and taken care of, and they not really realizing this. So all of
right.
a sudden, you got an influx of these little ugly chihuahua dogs and little bitty Pomeranians and all the rest of them up in the pound. So they wondering, why are they having this problem with the pounds, with the influx of doggies? I mean, if you got a doggie for status, you are lame.
Yeah, I think so, because like, I wanted a dog because it's cute. I did too. I wanted one of the little shih tzu dogs because like everybody was getting them. But then I realized I live alone. I'm really not at home a lot, and it would be totally unfair to the dog. So I was like, no, maybe the animal thing is just not me. So I think it's very selfish.
Well, why won't you just go and get your slave? That was the end thing before. Follow the crowd. Follow the crowd.
Hey, you see, Alan, where's the button? He needs the button, Alan.
Look.
Now, you're going to move on to what the topic is of the day, because y'all drifting off a little bit. Today, people, we are talking about black women and gay men. This may get a little, I don't know, well, I'm hoping that we can keep the line straight ahead and not get off into tangents that we don't want to get into as far as arguing. But we will be identifying some things today. So if you get upset or whatever, you know, hey, respect the views. These are the views of multiple people. So not just ours. We can, some of these things which we will be telling you are from multiple people. So what we will be discussing today, why is being a gay black male more accepting to black women? And to our female listeners out there, we have a question for you. Why is it easier
for some of you all to become friends with a gay male versus a straight male? And also, why do some black women, not all, I said some, utilize advice from gay black males on straight black males? And we will be getting to some other topics, but these are the main three issues in which we'll be discussing today. If you do have some other questions or comments, we'll definitely love to hear those, and we'll definitely get to your comments as well. So all our listeners who are on the chat board, Facebook, Yahoo, whatever you're listening to, on the phone as well, we definitely appreciate you all for tuning in today, and we'll definitely take your comments as soon as we get to them.
Well, you going to stop my little tirade. I had something to talk about a moment ago, but you just going to stop it talking about we drifting off. You'll be all right. You'll be okay.
We got to get to it today. We got to get to it.
I'm just saying, son. Just saying.
Okay.
My God. I can't even do my
today?
Face no
Great. More. You good? You ready?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good today.
All right.
I'm chilling.
Okay. Play.
I'm ready to go off. I got my wine. Gonna make me feel freer. To
you
say
got
what
who?
I have to say to KG.
You got what? I had to stop
a
the music for that.
Wine.
What you got?
A glass of wine.
Why are you drinking on the job, man?
That's black people.
I'm not drinking on the job.
Okay.
Wine is not the same thing as drinking.
Alcohol, grape juice.
Alcohol is alcohol.
Oh, let me not say I'm drinking alcohol because that guy's going to call in and call me an alcoholic. Ooh.
Your buddy?
Yeah. So just edit that out, Al. You get bad.
No, this lie. Ain't no editing nothing. Not a dang thing. But,
Now, people, we do have a particular skit that we will be playing today, and which we'll probably start playing this in the next few minutes. It is a skit, and we actually got it from another means of internet media, and you can definitely go back and listen to it. I think, where did we find this information, KG?
YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, we got this off of YouTube, and... It's not just only me. We got it off of YouTube. I don't know why you always trying to put stuff on me. But,
Because you said you don't mind being the bad guy.
No.
Well, look, we got this off of YouTube,
okay?
We, KG, Allen, and Jim, we got this information off of YouTube. We're going to be playing this skit. This lady is cold-heartedly profound about what she believes in.
She's pro-gay.
So we definitely want to, We definitely want to hear y'all opinions about what she says after you all hear this skit. Please pay close attention. And we'll definitely get to your comments as soon as we get through playing the skit. And here we go.
Video asking the question, why do women love gay men? And I'm getting ready to take y'all to church this morning, praise his name, because Erica loves her gays. Anybody that knows me personally knows that Erica loves the gays. And I can't speak for any other woman in the world, but I can tell you why Erica Jones loves gay men. Let me break it down for you. Number one, gay men treat you well. They treat you well. They treat you good. Okay? They treat you the way straight men are supposed to treat us. You know? But for some reason, the straight men, they half-stepping on treating us right. You know, they half-stepping. You know? So the gay men, they come in. And they stroke our egos. They make us feel good. They compliment us. They make us feel good about life. They make us want to accept people. They make us look at ourselves and make us feel good about ourselves. You know what I mean? It's just, it's almost addicting. It's like a drug. It's like getting a good drug. That drug that makes you feel good about living and wanting to do things, you know. For me, that is what my gay friends give to me, man. They give me that oomph to get out there and just do things, man. They make me feel good about life. Okay, they make me feel good about life. Now, I'm not saying that straight men don't do that. They do. And the one thing, you know, is that straight men can give us something that gay men just can't, which is romance, and they can give us, you know, sexual pleasures, okay? Those are some of the things that, you know, my gay friends just can't give to me, you know? So, I mean, I know my boundaries with my gay friends. Well, I try to know my boundaries with them, you know, which can get kind of hard when you're getting complimented by all of these fine-ass dudes who telling you how beautiful you are and how fabulous you are. You know, it's hard. It's really hard. But, you know, I know my boundaries. But, yeah, that's it. It's just, really, in all honesty, listen to me. If you men knew that secret, the secret of how to compliment women, how to make women feel alive, and how to make women feel like women, and how to make us feel fabulous, you guys would have pussy falling out of the walls, falling out of the trees, falling out of windows. Pussy would be flowing like running water. But because we as straight people, we have this thing which, you know, we don't want people to get the big head. So I'm not going to compliment him because he's going to get a big head. He's going to become arrogant if I say that he looks nice. Vice versa, you know, I'm not going to compliment her because I don't want her to turn into a bitch, or I don't want her to think she's so goddamn pretty because I told her she, you know. And I hear us say this all the time. But gay men don't have a problem complimenting women. They don't have a problem. They don't have a problem. And I love that. I love that. I feel like a queen with my gay men. Oh, my God. I feel like a queen. I feel like a star. Okay? Because I don't just feel, like, attractive. I feel fabulous. You know? You just feel fabulous. Oh, my God. You just feel so good. Straight men just don't. They don't give me that. It's so weird, and I hate having to say that. I hate having to say that. But I don't feel that fabulousness from my straight men. I don't feel it. It's almost like, you know, giving us a compliment is like kryptonite. It'll kill them if they do it. Or telling us that we're fabulous or beautiful, it's like kryptonite. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Sure, they do when they want sex, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that because Erica likes sex more than the next person or as much as the next person. That's why they call me Sensual Events, okay? I live up to my name, and I ain't ashamed to admit that. But as a whole, gay men just treat you better. They treat you better, you know. I remember when I first turned 21 and I went to my first gay club or whatever that served alcohol and stuff like that. The men were buying me drinks left and right and just telling me how fabulous and beautiful I was. And that's when I got hooked. That's why I got hooked. I'ma always love my gays. I'ma always love them. Because this is the honest to God truth. My gay friends made me who I am today. I don't know if you all see my previous videos, but I used to go to drag shows to get tips on makeup and tips on how to dress feminine. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so weird that a
And that was the clip that we announced earlier that we had on Facebook, and we were kind of, I guess you would say, disturbed by it. It was pretty funny to me. You know, I couldn't believe what she was saying. You know, I'm still speechless after hearing it again, you know.
Representative of all the people that enjoy the company and have a lot of gay and bisexual friends. I think that a lot of people are just friends with people just because they're friends with the person and not the sexuality. And to link somebody into a sexuality only is something that I wouldn't want anyone to do with me. I wouldn't want someone being friends with me because I'm straight.
Hold
I wouldn't want to be friends
up.
With me because I'm Jennifer.
She specifically just said she want to be friends with gay people.
That's right. Gay
she
men
said
in
that
general.
Specifically. So what are you
gay
talking
men,
about, buddy?
She was like, she said, I love gay men.
I do too. But it's not, I'm just saying, this as far as the topic of the day, you know, I think a lot of people just so happen to love gay men because
no.
they just so
no,
happen
no.
to love
no.
that person.
No. See,
that's different.
Refer back to the question. Why is being a gay black male more accepting to black women? Black men ain't trying to be no damn friend with no damn gay man.
Because that's to my point, black women are more accepting to the person rather than to, sometimes men put people, especially black men, like to put people in categories and boxes, like to keep them
no
really
we don't.
Neat and stacking the fine. Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
You define
we
people
okay.
by labels. This person's
well,
gay. This person's, you know, this. This person's
well, let me,
gay.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question, and as far as all our other listeners out there as well, let me ask you all a question. Okay. Let's say if all the black males were either married, engaged, and gay.
Or gay.
And there were no other, you know, single black males out there, then what y'all gonna do?
Well, that wouldn't happen, first of all.
There's an agenda right now. The governor of Houston, the mayor of Houston, Texas, is the first of a metropolitan of that size gay person, openly gay person.
Yes, sir.
There is an agenda to make everybody accepting to gay, and it's going to come to
oh
a point
God.
Where
I can't believe y'all
I mean,
said
hey,
that.
Let's keep it real now. It's going to become to a point where people are going to look at, okay, if you're not gay or you're not accepting to gay, it's like when they, you know, like when they were
they're
saying, if you said something about George Bush, you was unpatriotic. If you don't accept gays, you're not going to get accepted in regular society because that's seem like the way they push it.
So not true. When most of society
okay.
ridicules and treats gay people really bad. That's
gay.
So that's
no,
gay is the new black.
Let me add this comment in. You remember when that lady? I think it was I want to say Miss California, the one that was running for Miss America, or whatever. You know when they asked her all different types of questions. And then this one person asked her about the gay agenda. They did the same thing to Barack Obama. They did the same thing to Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? They have this one person who will ask them about the gay agenda to make sure that the gays have their rights too. What about, you know what I'm saying, as far as black people? Why can't we ask our own question or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like I said in our previous show that we had about homosexuality, gay people are not a civilization. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this, Al. If you do not give homosexual people rights, that's just the same thing as racist.
You
I
have rights. You have rights. You have human rights. You have human rights. I mean,
I'm just trying to figure out how they don't have rights.
No,
that's like a
Ku Klux Klan person. I may not like what they believe. I may not like what they do. They may feel in their heart that is true, but they must have the same rights as I do to give
they
me
They do rights. Have the same rights.
They do have the same rights.
They have
marry.
Human rights. No.
Not adopt children. It's lots of places. It's not. They can't do those things, and they should have the right to live their life the way they want.
Hey, let me swing this back over this way. Let me swing it back this way. How about this? When we sit up here, and we like with the subject of what we're talking about today. You think about it from this standpoint, like Al asked, everything happened in that facet, as far as all the brothers being married, engaged, or gay. What will you do now? I remember and recall years ago, sisters were like, I love my black brother, my king. Now my king is turned into a queen. So why is it so accepting that all these men can sit up here and be feminine, and you are okay with this, and wonder why we are in the predicament that we are in.
I think the question is crazy, because first of all, it's just those particular people. It's not all black men as a whole, I think, are gay. But if you so happen to be gay, then I'm okay with you.
But
I have a lot of fun with you.
That wasn't a question. You just rephrased it. The question is, why is it so accepting to black women? Black women are accepted. I mean, you can go up in the shop and have Pooches or Peaches do your hair, and you all cool with it. You get advice from Peaches about another man, and yet it's still Peaches to be out there making babies with a beautiful black woman. Why are you so accepting?
I said, because black men, a lot of them are homophobic, and black women are not. That's why. Black men are homophobic. But you know what's funny about black men? A lot of black men are homophobic, but in their lives are secretly gay.
That's a sad thing. If you keep spreading that rumor, just like y'all keep saying X, Y, and Z about black
rumor,
not all black men, look. No, what I'm saying is not all black men are gay. Not all black men want to be gay. If y'all keep spreading and keep saying that type of thought process, then you have I hear black women always say that. I heard another on when I was looking, who's looking for this little particular clip right here. I heard another female say that majority of black men that have a problem with other gay men, that they have questions about their sexuality. No, I do not. I honestly believe that a brother should be somewhere loving on a sister, period. Now,
exactly.
If this dude decided to do this in his own bedroom and all that, and I don't see it, I ain't got nothing against that. You know what I'm saying? That's him. But when it comes to you putting everything out in the forefront, and I go up and say, if I go in the beautician shop with my wife, and I'm sitting up here looking at this dude, he more woman than my woman. That ain't cool. And they up everybody, and I'm like, this is not cool. My son in there with us, we have to leave, because I don't even want him exposed to that.
But can I ask you this? Why isn't it cool?
Because that is not the natural set of the orders. That's not the way a man should be. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, maybe I am judging, maybe, you know what I'm saying, you could call me whatever, you can call me wrong or whatever, but like I said before, a man is a man. A man ain't nothing but that, a man. He ain't meant to do nothing else but be a man.
Who says it's right or wrong? Who says
nature,
it's right or wrong?
The universe, God.
No.
What?
No.
Don't the sun come up once a day?
It's two different things.
I'm just asking you. That's the natural order of things. Don't the sun come up every day?
Yes.
Okay, then. A man is a man. That's the natural order of things.
My next question with this,
as far as, you know, you all accepting that now. Okay. In order for our race, as a general, black people, if we're going to exist in the future, and like I said, if all the black males are either married, engaged, or gay, how are we going to thrive? How are we going to keep reproducing? Because two sexes cannot, you know, mate together and bring another offspring into this world. That cannot happen.
I think we're fine, Al. I think we're not in danger of the gay population taking over and depleting the black race. I do not think that we're in danger.
If you all are out there saying that there are no good black men out there, there are no strong, intelligent black men out there, okay, then what you all gonna do? I mean, you know, what you expect? What are you all gonna do? I'm asking all my listeners out there.
I think to my point too is, and I hope you have some listeners, press number one, and to reiterate this, is that you quickly put people in a box where a lot of people do not box people in these boxes that you want to put them in.
You know,
it's
what,
not
Jen,
like all women are saying all black men are bad. There are no good black men. Most intelligent black women know that there are wonderful black men out there, black men.
Jen, but the fact is, y'all accept the fact that there are, I mean, the gay population is booming. You accept that. To all my gay listeners, I'm not bashing you. I'm not talking bad about you. Your choice is your choice. That's what it is, a choice. But at the end of the day, if we don't reproduce, we cannot survive as a people. When you dead and gone with no legacy, when you dead and gone without a legacy, what is the purpose of your life?
I think it's not booming. I think that more people are coming out of the closet. There's always been gay people. There's always been people that have been gay.
I think they're trying to make it more accepting. I believe that they're trying to make it more accepting.
And I congratulate anybody who says, I'm going to be myself.
And that's the sad part about it. I think a lot of people are so confused where if you want to sit up, because, I mean, if you sit up here and you always telling the person it's okay to be gay, it's okay to be this way. Now, from the age of being an adolescent to an adult, you have years of confusion. Your hormones is running every which way, and you're a confused person. We lose a lot of people within that time frame. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people would not indulge into those feelings, even if they do feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Then when they finally come out, I think the confusion just really just take them over, and then they come out like that.
No. We have a caller.
We have a comment. You're live on the Middleman Show.
Hello there. How are you, Middleman? It's Marva.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Marva. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you all doing?
Hey, we appreciate you calling in. We're great. Great show last week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I know originally I had said I wasn't going to call in when I heard the topic, but I had to call in. The topic is really, wow. It's really something.
Is that a bad wow or a good wow?
No, it's a good wow. I was listening to all three of you talk, and although I may not agree with all the points that all three of you are saying,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned, they're all pretty valid. It's true that at times there are women, you know, I'm speaking now, you know, black women, because some I know personally,
right.
who do feel more comfortable as far as being in the company of a homosexual man. But my only thing is this. Now, number one, I'm not homophobic at all.
Right.
I have actually very close friends, and I even have some family members who are homosexual.
Right.
But my only question is, okay, you hanging out with, you know, this gay gentleman and what have you, and he's treating you the way you want to be treated. He's telling you all the things you want to hear. But as they say, at the end of the day or at the end of the evening, that's when it's going to kind of stop, because it's not like you can expect anything more from him.
Exactly.
Which would possibly cap off, you know, the nice compliments and the nice treatment or whatever. I mean,
right.
because I know of some women personally that have fallen into that. They're like, oh, he's done this, he said this to me, he took me there, he took me here. And I would really, really want to sleep with him, but it's not happening. Damn, why he had to be gay? You know, and then I asked them, I said, but it's not like you didn't know.
True.
So why did you kind of like work yourself up with this person when you know that somewhere down the line there's going to be a stop point. There's going to be a big red sign that says stop, because
right.
it's not going to go only but so far.
Now, Marv, I want to ask you this question. It's Kevin. I would like to ask you this question. Do you
okay.
think that plays into the part of demasculizing black males as far as being accepted? You know, how it's so accepted for black women just to be, okay, like you said, they like, oh, he's this and he's that, and he treats us a certain way. In my opinion, it seems that it's more of a self-esteem situation with a lot of our women. You know, just to be having an ego stroked and have people like them or whatnot, but I mean, do it play into the whole demasculation of the black male when they like to be around dudes of this nature?
No, I don't look at it that way, because I do believe that a heterosexual woman would like to get that same treatment from a heterosexual male who was interested in her.
Mm-hmm.
However, unfortunately, it comes down to even the show I had. It's like we asked, you know, where are the good black men at?
Right.
You know, and I think that it's just at a point where some women, they're not getting that from the heterosexual males.
Right.
So, and they're getting it from the homosexual males. My thing would be, to be honest with you, I would tell the heterosexual males out there, y'all need to step up. There's sisters out there who are single, good women, and you need to step up and do those things that you don't like that the gay men are doing.
But what are they doing? I mean, the thing about it is, like, if you heard the clip that we played at the beginning of the show, the young lady was saying that, you know, the gay men compliment her. And like you said,
mm-hmm.
she can't get nothing done at the end of the day. But
right.
she don't want to compliment a straight man because, oh, it might go to his head, or a straight man might not want to compliment
now,
a sister.
That's the kicker.
Because it might go to the head. So, I mean, to me, that's more of a communication problem.
Well,
the
friends,
fact that we don't
I think
it
comes
it.
Down to being friends. Is that so many black men, they want, not black men, men in general, want to jump from A to Z, you know, instead of taking
not
the time
actually.
To
not
me
all
men.
Y'all
don't mean like
y'all
don't mean
like
yeah, I mean, it's on the individual.
That's why,
person.
that kind of attitude, see, that's why.
What?
Tomorrow, we have to that kind of attitude. What? No, I don't do it. You know what? If it's not happening, then something is wrong. It's not always the black woman that has the problem.
That's
you know, if it's not always us that has the problem. Sometimes, you know, looking the man in the mirror. If so many black women are befriending, you know, homosexuals, what are black men doing? Instead of looking inward, black men so quick to point the finger
you know,
at
you know,
us.
You know, you know what? You want me to tell you what a black man doing? You
make
want me to tell what a black man doing?
I want to hear. I want to hear yes. Yes, please. What
you
is
want
the
me to tell you what a black
doing?
Man doing?
What?
Now, let me make sure I reframe this in the right manner.
Okay.
The black man that's doing right, let me say it like that. The black man is doing right. He's trying to do number one, stay out of jail,
mm-hmm.
keep his job,
mm-hmm.
make sure he take care of everything that he has to take care of,
mm-hmm.
get himself right, and look for that woman that he wants. That's what a black man is doing. That's what we're doing. But in one of those things right there, a lot of us can't keep a job. Our sisters ain't looking at us like that because they quick to turn their head. And then on top of that, you're trying to do right, but yet there's so much wrong out there, you can easily fall up and slip up into that. Not making any excuses, but that's what it is.
Okay, but
we have another caller that
want to
comment right quick.
I'm sorry?
No, we have another caller we want to comment right quick, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, don't take Mom off the line.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You've been waiting for a minute. You're live on the Middlemen Show.
Is it me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Sure. What's going on, man? It's Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Oh, nothing much. I've been waiting for the right time to chime in. I think I found it. Now, wait before y'all start laughing. I'm probably not going to say what y'all think I'm going to say.
Nah, go ahead, do your thing, man.
What I am going to say is, I think the overall problem is that we spend so much time, and I can say this as black men, we spend so much time talking about what black women don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And black women spend so much time talking about what black men don't do. We spend so much time tearing each other down. Our problem is we don't take the time to lift each other up. And that's on both of us. It's all of our faults. We all do it. I think that's where the real breakdown comes into it, because the same problems that I hear black women day to day say that they have with black men, I hear black men say they have the same problems with black women. We are the most tortured race in this country.
Yes.
Flat out. Nobody catches more hell, with the exception of Native Americans. Nobody catches more hell than we do. From the moment that we both step out into the world, we are automatically judged by how we look. We are automatically typecast. We are automatically stereotyped. And so we sit up there and we let that whole weight of the world tear us apart on the inside of our house. So in two places that you have peace, your house and the grave. We should not have to wait till we get to our graves just to have some peace. So
true,
let's
that.
Stop taking all this time tearing each other down, and let's start building each other up. Now, for women who are saying that there are no good black men out there, and they find this companionship or whatever you call it with homosexual men, number one, my problem with that is, just as with as many single women as I know just as many single men. Good brothers who are trying to do right, who are just trying, just like you said, trying to stay out of jail, trying to do right by themselves, trying to find somebody that compliments them.
Mm-hmm.
But we just had this talk last week where these women are attracted to the bad boy. Well, guess what? With the bad boy comes the bad things.
Yep.
You got to be willing to accept what comes along with what you're attracted to. You have to be willing to accept that. And if you're going to accept that, then don't complain about it when it happens. That's just like trusting a snake. Guess what? It's a snake. It's going to end up biting you at the end of the day.
True that.
And two, on that whole thing, you find the companionship with a homosexual man. Well, guess what? When he messed around, I had a friend of mine, and she said this. She was like, I was friends with gay men until one gay man stole my man. Watch out. They can be just as devious as straight women or as gay
women.
Wow. But once again, when you step into that lane, you have to be prepared for that.
Well, that person,
you have to be prepared for that. It's going to happen. They're not hanging around you simply just for the conversation. They're trying to pick up some tips, just like the girl that you had the little voice cast of. Like, she was trying to pick up some tips, and she was looking for things as far as fashion-wise. They're trying to pick up some tips, too, on how to get a man or take a man. So when you go into those situations, realize what you're dealing with. If you like the bad boys, you're going to get the bad boys, and they're going to do bad things. If you like hanging around with your guys, then realize that at some point, they might not get him, but they might try your dude.
Well, then he's devious in the first place. It has nothing to do with him being homosexual. That was a devious friend. Like, my friends would never do that thing.
Make an excuse.
My friends
would never do that. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know that?
Because,
first
of all, a lot of the dudes I have, they don't hang out with my friends. But if they have, they would never try a boyfriend of mine or somebody that I was dating.
Hold on one second, y'all. Marvin, what do you think about what Nick just said and Jen just said in general?
I feel as though it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. I mean, there are devious people out there regardless.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, it can happen either way. That's why sometimes, how do they say sometimes? You know, you hear it all the time. Like, oh, well, I thought she was my good friend, and she was up in my man's face. You know, that happens too, and it's, you know, it's heterosexual. So, but I do agree with the gentleman that was just speaking. We need to stop tearing each other down.
True.
We really, really do. I mean, it's getting to the point now. It's getting to be really, really appalling. I mean, it's sad to say, but there are a lot of times when you speak to, you know, our brothers and our sisters out there, we're speaking, you know, talking about each other. A lot of times it's so negative.
Yeah.
I mean,
very much.
And we can't even, you know, build up ourselves. How do we expect any other group to even respect us?
And our kids are watching that also.
Yes,
sir.
That's why they can't get it together right now.
Yes, sir. Now we got to move on to our next question. This way, I know we're doing a lot on this other subject, but I really want to get into this next question. Now, this is really geared towards more of our female listeners as well. Is it easier? Why is it easier for you all to become friends with a gay black male versus a straight black male?
Me personally, it's for the females. For the females only. I can't say that.
Well, hey, go ahead.
I just want to say, man. I mean, me personally, I think that if you find that right mate, that should be your friend anyway. You should be able to talk to your man as good as you talk to your friend girl or your friend guy. You should be able to talk to your man before you talk to them, period. I had a conversation last night about this. Me and one of my family, we talking, you know, about some of the relationship stuff that he going through. But I'm like, in my opinion, I told him, I said, man, you should be able to converse this with your girl before you talk to me about it. But I guess emotion play that part where they can't talk to each other. Like y'all was saying, we tearing each other down emotionally, and we can't communicate right. This is my opinion.
Well, can I say this as a woman? Well, the reason, first of all, the biggest reason I'm friends with some gay people is that I'm friends with them, their personality, who they are as a person. We have common things and interests. That's number one. I enjoy it so much, I guess, because a lot of my, like, especially gay male friends, they're not trying to be me. You know, sometimes it's hard being friends with women. Sometimes it's hard being friends with women. Women can be very difficult sometimes. We just are. And so, you know, a lot of times you get with that gay male friend, the woman aspect is far, but without some of the complications that comes with being friends with some women. So
he can't understand you like that, though, can he?
Yeah. I don't have gay men give me tips on gay gay men give me tips on hair, sex, all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Good tip.
Ooh.
I'm quiet. I ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just wondering what type of sexual
I know, if
tips
I say
a gay
so,
man
you know,
give me to be with a heterosexual man.
Yep, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Wow.
You'd be surprised.
That's crazy. Ooh. I don't want to hear. Woo!
Did I silence the room?
No,
I'm
man.
Trying
just
to
the
figure out what they could be telling you. You're gonna have to shoot me an email, Jen, on that one.
What? Y'all don't want to live with a gay dude. How am I doing to another dude?
I'm just wondering, what could a gay man tell me to do sexually with a straight man? I'm just curious.
Number one, hold on.
Wow. I'm not knocking it, Jen. I'm just curious.
No. I want to ask her, Jen, could you give us one example without getting too vulgar?
I can't without being explicit.
Okay.
Lord, have
mercy. We grown?
Girl, shoot me an email.
How about this? Let's get him the Dub G fair warning. We're going to give you 5 seconds to get the Kieran up out of the room. If you got kids in the room, and I know everybody got their ear to the speaker right now, and you want to hit it just as well as I do. So if you got kids, and by the time I finish saying what I'm saying, the kids should be out the room. Jen, just give us one example of what a gay man could tell you about a straight woman. I'm a straight man.
Yep.
One example.
Okay,
please.
Well, I'll say this in PG-13 form. I'll say that gay men can tell, just like how many people have the theory that women that are with other women, it's very intense because a woman knows. You know your own self as a woman. Well, the same thing goes with a man. A man knows what pleases a man because he is a man. You know, he can act feminine. He can, you know, dress and do whatever he wants to.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, he knows what pleases a man. Mm-hmm. So he can tell me what I can do to please whoever I'm with. That whether that's, you know, even from vaginal to oral to anal, you know, like, He knows because he's a man.
Right, I follow you. I follow what you're saying. Yes.
Ain't no straight man should be enjoying nothing going to the back, is it?
But that's just it doesn't have to necessarily be to the back.
He
could be talking about other parts of the body.
No. She said the A word. And
but she said other words
he
too.
If he's a receiver. I'm not saying this is my own life, but I'm just saying if he's a receiver, because to me, I was very curious, you know, how the whole anal thing went. You know, like, was it painful? You know, how do you do this, do that? Well, he was able to explain to me, you know, this is enjoyable. Men like, a lot of straight men like anal sex, and this is how this is done, and that's how you do the do. I mean, to that kind of point.
You talking about the straight man like it done to them?
No, you getting it done. You being the receiver.
No, sir. All right, let's go to something else.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I called in
Nick, go ahead, man. Nick, go ahead. I know you had something to say.
I'm going to church after that. I need a blessing after this one. I need a shot of Paul and then a blessing after.
I'll tell you, we need that communion up in here.
Jen.
Yes.
In theory, and this is with the utmost sensitivity that I could. No, I damn that. Look, bottom line, we men and women are naturally built for each other. Our bodies are designed for each other. There is nothing that a gay man can tell you about your body that is built for a man.
No, he can tell me what I can do to
this,
a man.
This goes
That's
back
what
to
he
what
can
we
tell
were talking
me.
About. It goes back to what we were talking about last week. When we were off the air, when it comes down to it,
is this an off the air conversation?
Your body. No, listen. Your body
to your instinct.
Okay.
Okay. Let me break something down for you from the aspect of a straight man. There is nothing that pleases us more, that excites us more. There is nothing sexier on this earth, especially when it comes down to race, than a black woman. And there is nothing that a gay man, black, white, whatever, he could be a forensic scientist. He does not know your body like you do. And there's nothing that pleases us more than a black woman. So I don't even want to hear that a black that a gay man has given you some insight. You're a grown woman. There's nothing.
Questions I want to know, like, about different things, like how they do it and like what pleases men. And so they give me tips.
There's no curiosity to it. You please us. That's what pleases us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why would you want to do that? I mean,
man, there's nothing that he can, only thing he can tell you is about gay sex.
Yeah,
I just feel
exactly.
Real. That's
what I'm saying. That men, that because he's a man, he knows. Well, if you touch a man right here, that, you know, he likes that. If you do this, if you do that,
that might just be him, because not all men like what another man likes.
Technically,
if you want
to
break it down, he like the same dude you like. So technically, he a woman with a man too.
Just being real with you. just being dead real with you. We don't always know everything that we like. And when you find you, that's why you explore. That's why you learn new things sexually about your partner.
Well, I am. I'm learning.
That's how people get,
you know, maybe
that,
it's something that I don't know,
turned
out. So I ask questions.
That's called getting turned out. When you with a woman and she put it on you, and then that, and if, especially if that emotional connection is there too. No, there's nothing that a gay man at Lenox Mall can tell you about me like sexual. It's impossible. He can tell you what another gay man likes. He can tell you what he as a gay man likes, but he can't tell you what to do with your body.
Julie Kane.
A lot of these men are straight. Let me tell you, a lot of gay guys are with straight men.
And then, hold on.
A lot of gay guys are with straight men.
Hold on. I want to say this. Then on top of that, you taking all the mystery out of your experience with your partner. Because it takes two to find out exactly where you want to be and where you're trying to go.
Marva, you see why I ask gay men? Because this, when I ask my male friends, this is what I get. This is the kind of treatment
that
I
would
get.
Marva, did you just hear what I just said, right? You heard what I just said, right?
Yes, I did.
He's taking out the mystery now. What? I mean, exactly. Is that, that's wrong?
Okay, no, it's not. It may not be wrong, but I mean, come on now. You would like to know something so that way you at least have that assurance that you are pleasing the person you're with.
The only person, like Nick said, the only person that can tell me what you want is you. Tell me if I'm lying.
Do we still have the kids out the room?
Little Mom, but she's not here.
I hope so.
I'm making sure she's in her room.
Jen.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
When it comes down to it, let's say that hypothetically you and I were together sexually. There are things that I would probably do to you that probably wouldn't rock for another female. She might not like that. There are things that you would do to me that another male might not necessarily like.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is different.
True.
Everybody's
never hurts to have a new trick or two in your mind bank. Do it.
Ain't no new trick or two in your mind bank. Ain't no new tricks there. Ain't no new tricks there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying something right now. You try something on me that you learn from a gay man. We don't have an issue.
You would never know. You would never know, Nick. You would never know.
Hey,
you would never
around.
Know.
That's all I would.
Mess around with the wrong thing in the wrong place. Oh, we
look
got two issues.
We got a problem. I need you to come back up. You're going a little too low. I don't want to kick you in the forehead, so don't do that.
No, it's not talking about sticking anything inside a man.
It's more about the foreplay, right?
We were trying to lead it to the imagination.
It's more about that,
oh,
yes.
God.
I tell you what, you do a checklist, because if you and I ever get married, you're going to have to do a little checklist, and everything you learn from that game, man, I need you to leave that off. We're going to learn all new stuff together. All new stuff together.
Oh,
that, now, that puts the excitement in it for me. When you learn something new about yourself and about your girl.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's exciting.
And you know what, the next part to that is doing it better the next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time, it's better than the last. That's the best thing about it. That keeps people coming back.
But you sitting up here coming with your little comeback kit from Pookie and Peaches and think you finna get something done right. Hell no.
Oh, girl, all you gotta do is No.
Them jokers got too much energy as it is already. They over the top.
Oh,
now we just got some new people joining in, man. Let them know what's going on.
Well, if you're just not tuning in to the show today, we are talking about black men and black women and gay men, excuse me. And we have discussed some reasons why, I guess you would say, some black females are more accepting to black gay males. We also asked the question, why is it easier to become friends with a gay male versus a straight male? Then we sort of went into the last question, which was, why do some black women utilize advice from gay black males on straight black males? And if you just missed that, please go back and listen to the show, because it was very interesting. Dan gave us, I guess, one little scenario, whatever, but it's probably 1,000 questions in which she probably asked this dude or whatever. Please go back and listen to the show. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/TheMiddleman. You can definitely go back and listen. But we're just now almost about finishing up with the show today, but we really appreciate you all for joining in as well. So.
Yeah, and hit me up on the Ning site if you want me to tell you. Send me an email on the Ning site if you want me to tell you some of the tips, if you're out there listening and you're curious.
Lord, why are you doing
well,
this, man?
I will.
If your dude run off with a guy named Ralph, you're going to wonder why.
Mm-hmm. That is disturbing on so many levels.
High levels.
That was a great discussion, y'all. I mean, y'all, look, we didn't even play a song today. I am tripping.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we didn't play a song today. It was a good discussion. I mean, Marvel, we appreciate you. Nick, we appreciate you. This is good. I'm still not understanding why our women like to be around our brothers that are of the rainbow persuasion. I'm not understanding that, but hey, do what you do. Me? I'm good over here. I'm good. I don't need those tricks, Dan. But, Marvin,
yes.
You got a show coming up this week. What you got going on?
Oh, yeah. We haven't put it on Blog Talk yet on my page, but we're going to be discussing loneliness. Oh, my daughter's running out of the room now because she knows when I start talking about my show, she shouldn't be in the room. Loneliness during the holiday when you are the other man or the other woman.
Ooh, Lord.
Wow, I need to tune in.
Yeah,
today, we're
going to have to be over there for that one. Yes.
Nick,
so
I hope
you tune
in,
Jingle Bells.
I'm definitely tuning in for that one.
Okay. That's what
all the
Tigers
women
going to
be listening for that one. All 48 of them are going to be tuning in for that show.
Right. Oh, y'all.
Okay. Listen, I'm gonna sign off. You all have a good night, and
hey,
it was a great show.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Hey, now give them her website on Blog Talk, please, sir.
That is www.blogtalkradio.com/colorsofclass. So just like you said, colors of class.
Yes,
hey, Marvin, hit
them
with your phone number. What's your number?
I'll tell you right now. While I'm looking for that, we also have a fan page on Facebook. Just type in Colors of Class, and please become a fan.
Yes, add her as your favorite also. Add us as your favorite.
Yes, definitely. That number is 347-324-3736, and we'll be on this Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
One more time, please.
347-324-3736. We'll be on Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Most definitely. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, sister girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
Look, y'all, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Casey that's out there listening on the web. Casey, I love you, baby.
Hey, what's up, Casey? Is that your friend you're telling us about?
No, he's just one of my friends, but he's not the friend in particular that I'm talking about. So
okay.
I love you, Casey.
I don't want
to
meet
that. We could have got some of your friends to call in because they always MIA.
The line was busy today.
Yeah, they could have got on the chat. They could have got on the web chat. We take comments off the web chat. We take comments off of Facebook. We take comments off of Yahoo Messenger. We're going to make one specifically for you guys. It's going to be wearethemiddleman@yahoo.com. So we're going to work on that too. But, man, Nick, what's up, man? What you got going on, man? We waiting on this album. We waiting on this Beducation show with this hot song you've been telling us about for a couple of weeks now. Have you got out of the studio yet, man?
Actually, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. It's coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Those are going to be my last 3 days in the studio, finishing everything up, getting everything mixed down. Top of the year, I'm going to be releasing a single called Here With Me. And basically the song is about, it's a great song. It's written by one of my frat brothers, a real talented musician by the name of Clint Babers.
Okay.
And basically the song is about, man, just, he's ready. His woman's at work. She's getting off early. You know, he can't wait for her to be home. He don't want to be anywhere else but have her here with him. So new single, it's a nice little ballad. Has a jazz feel to it. Finishing up the Beducation song this week. I'm finishing up Jen's song as well. I'm going to make that to everybody who's listening. I've been saying that I had this song for Jen, and Jen was like, I didn't have this song and all this, and so I'm going to have to make a believer out of her. Like I said, going in, finishing up everything this week, looking at dropping the album late spring, you know, give it a nice little setup. And so,
you got a title
Beducation
of the,
shows them.
Got a title of the album yet?
The album is called Exit to Eden. And it's a very, I want you to feel like you're on vacation when you listen to this album. Very sexy album. It's a very sensual album. It talks a lot about love. You know, we got a lot of people out there talking about.
I
could have
gave you some tips, some songs.
Yeah,
I could have gave you some tips, some inspiration.
I don't want no tips from Lil Fifi and Foo Foo.
Teaches.
Right. So, like I said, it's a real positive album. You know, I try to do as much positive music as possible. So, real positive album. Everything has a real positive feel to it. It's about love. It's about celebrating each other. And, you know, that's the tip I'm on right now. So
that's what we need.
So
we're going to get together. We're going to do a listening session on one of our Sundays, and we're going to do it with you, all right? We want to get, you know what I'm saying, let the people see what you're working with. They hear you on the show. You got a lot of good insight, a lot of advice. I know a lot of these women are like, why can't I get a man like me? I know y'all saying it. He on our show. So you need to be listening to when we had that coming up. You need to listen to that.
Hey, Kev, real quick. I do have to say this, and I hope he's listening. I told y'all last week about a guy who sent me an email about a show we did a few weeks ago.
Right.
Like we say all the time, we hope that everybody will call in, write in. If you have any opinions about anything, you want to voice any opinions about anything.
Right.
This particular gentleman didn't like my view on homosexuality. And, you know, I explained to him my viewpoint. I explained to him that we would love him to call in and voice his opinion. Anybody from any community, you know, gay, lesbian, straight, black, white, Asian, whatever. But, you know, I want to let him know that, you know, we do, you know, acknowledge when people have a different opinion of what we're saying. I still don't think that it's natural, but, you know, hey, that's my opinion.
Most definitely. Nick, man, we appreciate you again. Man.
No problem.
Man, I'm waiting on them songs. That's all I'm saying.
Me too.
Nick, Al, one up, one down to everyone that's on the web chat, to everyone that's on Facebook, Yahoo, everybody anywhere in America that's listening to us right now, all our Twitter people, Twitters. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Dub G was at the game today, so he was out there missing again.
13-0.
Yeah, I know y'all Saint lovers. It's all good though. But we're gonna go ahead and take this one out. Hey, I'll get that down.
The middleman shouted, Big Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for? So take a listen time out. take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, here, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, the middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle man? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, the middle me.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
What about your friends? That junk just came out of nowhere, didn't it? Hey,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I got something we couldn't even play during the whole show. But to all y'all females out there that always talking about what we do is affecting y'all, I dedicate this to you.
Ladies, I'm telling you, you got to be the sh** to you. Stop waiting on a nigga to verify whether you the sh** or not. If you the sh**, you the motherfucking sh**. We tired of y'all getting with us and blaming us for sh** we ain't even in control of. You done got with a nigga, now you talking about, you fucked up my self-esteem. It's called self-esteem. It's a theme of your mother becoming self. How the fuck can I fuck up how you feel about you, simple?
And we will be back next week for another heated conversation on Blog Talk Radio with the middleman and woman. Since you had a problem with us not saying that last week.
Thank you.
Player. Player.
And you know, we always come with those controversial shows, and we do have some lined up. We just haven't picked one yet. But I can definitely tell you this. It will be controversial. Yes, sir.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hey, man. One up. One down.
Another one down.
You hear that music? It's about to be on. I said it's about to be on. To all of our listeners, make sure you go to wearethemiddleman.ning.com and get your profile and join us on this ride upward. And hopefully one day we'll be on your airways in your city. And we're going to put it down. Ain't that right, Jen?
That's right.
All right. Y'all have a great evening, great weekend, be safe, and we are out.